From the Wood Stove House in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, I'm Jason Mundock, and this is Around the Wood Stove. Today on the program, we have a jam-packed Millersville University Arts Update from Laura Kendall, director of the Winter Center. That's MU's on-campus visual and performing arts center. And then we get an update on a project I'm really excited about called Young Lancaster. Screenwriter Shauna Stoltzfus has written 6 episodes for this brand new video series, which chronicles the life of a young female artist living here in Lancaster City.
It centers on my character Harriet and what her life is like and what her silly little young adult fears are and how she handles them within the context of Lancaster. And then there's also these history lessons that she teaches throughout it about other people throughout history who have dealt with these same like internal conundrums and how they handled it in Lancaster, because it's just hundreds of years of awesome history to draw from.
Coming up, Shauna Stoltzfus fills us in on what's happening with Young Lancaster. And Laura Kendall brings us our monthly MU Arts Update. But first, let's find out what's happening around the wood stove. Speaking of Millersville and the arts, this Friday is First Friday in Lancaster, and the Ware Center, which is Millersville's downtown Lancaster Arts Center, welcomes the Douglas Thomas Band from 6 to 8 p.m. Douglas is a Lancaster singer-songwriter who was named one of the best acts of 2012 by the World Cafe Live's Philly Rising Open Mic. He'll be performing songs on guitar and piano and then joined by his band that adds bass, drums, sax, and keys. Should prove to be a wonderful performance by Douglas Thomas and his band on Friday, April 5th at 6 p.m. at the Ware Center. This event is free and open to the public. On Saturday, April 6th, the Chameleon Club welcomes Kingsfoil back to Lancaster. Kingsfoil have spent most of their time on the road since the release of their latest album, A Beating Heart is a Bleeding Heart. That came out last September. Don't miss this opportunity to catch them right here in Lancaster. Also on the bill that night are Friends of the Wood Stove House, St. Eloise, and Katie Glorioso. Here's What Your Mother Taught You to get you ready for the show. It's Kingsfoil on Around the Wood Stove.
I see you from across the room, out of the darkness like a perfect bloom. I tell myself to leave this place, then you start to walk. My heart starts to race. You got those kind of legs that bring me to my knees, but you're behind barbed wire, flashing keys and white teeth. I really want you now, but you are too fool, too fool of yourself, too fool of your hip, 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 hip. You're a hypocrite, baby. Sip, 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 sip. Wait, you're telling me to take it easy.
That's Kingsfoil on Around the Wood Stove. Catch them at the Chameleon Club in Lancaster on Saturday, April 6th. Tickets are $10 in advance, $15 at the door. The show is all ages, and the doors open at 7 p.m. It's time once again for our monthly update to find out what's happening at the Ware Center and the Winter Center from Millersville University Arts. The Ware Center is the university's visual and performing arts center in downtown Lancaster, and the Winter Center is the visual and performing arts center on the university's main campus. There's an overwhelming amount of programs being offered to the public this month, and we welcome the Winter Center director, Laura Kendall, with her picks for April 2013. Laura, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
We're excited about April. There's a lot going on. Why don't you give us a rundown between the Winter Center, where we are here, and the Ware Center?
Absolutely. Well, thanks for asking what we've got going on in April. So we kick off with here at the Winter Center, a really fun student production of the musical Legally Blonde. So that opens on Thursday, April 4th.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how, is that all weekend?
It's all weekend.
Fantastic.
It's in our it's in the new Winter Visual and Performing Arts Center in the Clare Performance Hall. So some people might remember it as Light Auditorium. So it's been completely renovated. It's absolutely beautiful space.
Excellent.
And we're really excited to have the university all campus musical organization, building sets right now and rehearsing every night, and ready to put up the show.
So that was the power saw I heard.
Yes. You're going to hear a lot of working around as they're frantically finishing up their set.
Right on.
Next on Saturday, we have our really great program, Family Fun Fest, which I think you spoke with Barry Kornhauser, who oversees it. We have this fantastic company called the Kishore Marionettes, and it's Joe Kishore is the man behind it all, and he is this incredible artist who's created these beautiful marionettes. He travels the world with them, and he's coming to the Ware Center. First, we were going to have it at the Winter Center. Now it's going to be downtown Lancaster at the Ware Center, just so we can have more people get to see it. But it's just moving and beautiful, just really gorgeous works of art, these marionettes, and then no spoken word, all to music, but great for families. And it tells these beautiful stories about life. So you'll see animals and you'll see people and you'll kind of forget that they're puppets.
Well, you know, the Fam Fun Fest has just been outstanding.
Yeah.
Really, really outstanding.
Barry's done a phenomenal job. And of course, you know, if everybody comes an hour early, there's plenty of stuff to do, lots of activities in the lobby space, and then everybody gets to go for a great one-hour show. And then your afternoon is free, and you're done.
It's awesome. And what's the date on that one?
That's Saturday, the 6th.
Okay, great.
Yeah, and it starts, lobby opens at 10, and it'll start at 11. Then we have that evening, back at the Ware Center again, two incredible pianists. We have Yanni coming back, who's a huge favorite, performing with our very own Anita Renfro, one of the faculty members here.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Keyboarding, and she's just phenomenal. The two of them together will be fantastic. So that's Saturday evening at 7:30.
So you could just go to market, hit Carmen and David's, come back for the show, the second show, after the Family Fun Fest.
Absolutely. We got your whole
day planned.
Spend the
whole day right there.
Absolutely. Yeah, you don't have to even go that far. Yep. Yep. We love it. and then back that just to kind of finish out that week, on the 7th, we have this incredible traveling art exhibition coming to our art gallery here on campus in the Winter Center. It is the photographs of Lee Miller. And Lee Miller is this sort of unknown, amazing woman who was a Vogue model in the 20s. And she was the muse of Man Ray, the surrealist photographer. And she's this gorgeous woman, and throughout her life just really got interested in photography and then became her own photojournalist and was one of the very first people, not only woman, but people to be on the front lines of World War II and to see some of the liberations of the concentration camps. So her photos are historical. They're tough to see. So I would caution people that they're going to see some tough images. But she always kind of had this remarkable eye for surrealism, even in those photographs, even in her photojournalism. So it's a remarkable exhibition. We're getting it from the estate in Europe, where she ended up living her life. And so we're just excited to have it here. And I think it's going to be a really interesting journey for people to go through and just kind of see these photos.
How long will the photos be here?
They're here for all the way through June 30th.
Okay.
Yeah. And we've got some great, we have a reception on the 26th and some other interesting things happening around it. So definitely check it out. I think it's going to be very moving.
Mm-hmm.
Later in the month, we have, about in the middle of the month, we have this great theater production. It's a one-man show. It's an evening with C.S. Lewis. So if you're a C.S. Lewis fan, definitely come out. That's down at the Ware Center. It starts at 7:30 p.m. And I think that's going to be a really great evening.
What's the date on that one?
Wednesday the 10th.
Wednesday the 10th.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And then later, again, we have another incredible pianist. We're so fortunate in Lancaster to have all these incredible pianists. This is, again, one of our adjunct faculty, Dr. Shun Pan, who is also the artistic director of the Lancaster International Piano Festival. He's doing a free concert as part of that.
Okay.
So we hope that everybody takes advantage of that opportunity to come and hear him play.
And the date on that one?
Wednesday, April 17th.
Okay.
And it's 7:30 p.m. down at the Ware Center.
And that's a free one.
That's free. Yeah. Wow. Anyone can come on down. I would suggest getting tickets early, though, for reservations, because we've noticed things have been selling out.
That's fantastic.
I know. It's fantastic. It's a good problem to have. Definitely. On Thursday, April 18th, we have a visitor coming to the Winter Center, Mr. Garrison Keillor. Unfortunately, that event sold out like hotcakes. So what we decided to do is do a live broadcast of that event down at the Ware Center for people who want to come and experience. You know, Garrison Keillor is an incredible storyteller and NPR fame. And he's bringing some musicians and friends along with him. So it will be a really unique concert. And know that you're only steps away, you know, 4 miles. And tickets are just $15. So it could be a really fun night out.
So tickets are still available for the Ware Center.
That's correct.
But not actually over here.
Right, right.
Where some of us.
Yeah, I heard
tickets.
You got some tickets there.
Good. Indeed.
So we're looking forward to that. That'll be really fun. And we are finishing our Fam Fun Fest at the end of April on Saturday, April 20th with Villapalooza, which is just this full-on takeover of the Ware Center. Every single room, every single floor, starting at 9 a.m., is going to have some activity for kids and families and anybody really who wants to come down and have a good time. So we're having film and workshops and theater and dance and music and art. And then it all culminates in this really fantastic Cleveland-based dance company. They are a both wheelchair and able-bodied dance company together. They're very beautiful. I know them well. They're called Dancing Wheels, and they're doing a one-hour show. And it's just a really fun event.
That's a great way to wrap up that series for the first year.
Absolutely. Yeah. Oh, and it's followed by a picnic. So there's going to be some food and some fun. Of course, we have to feed everybody. So
Sure. Definitely
come down for that. That evening, so that's on the 20th at 9 a.m., that evening down at the Ware Center is the New Voices of Cabaret series. So these are the new and emerging voices of cabaret at 7:30 p.m. Those are always really popular, so get tickets early for that as well. Something later that we have coming on is University Theater is presenting a show called Behind the Eye. And this is a visiting artist series where we've had Lisa Jo Epstein, who is the artistic director of Gas and Electric Arts in Philadelphia, has been spending time with our university students putting up this show. And I think it's just going to be a really unique, very intimate show. It is about a character named Lee that's based on Lee Miller. If you remember, I was talking about that photography exhibit. So this will be kind of an interesting another take on her life. And that opens on Friday, April 26th at 7:30 p.m. And that's actually in Dutcher Hall, which is another space here on campus, but it's a very intimate black box theater.
Cool.
Yeah. But definitely there are some adult themes in that. So again, just audience discretion is advised.
Right on.
And then for the last event of April, we have an evening of poetry at the Ware Center. And that's at Tuesday, the 30th at 7:30 p.m. These have been hugely popular. Lancaster loves poetry. So we've noticed that people who get their tickets early will be able to get a seat. We've had to turn some people away. So I do encourage getting your tickets ready early.
And who are the poets for that night?
We have Yana Harvey and Fledgling Rag Number 12. So I'm not sure if those are – that's a new book of poetry available, Hemming the Waters. So she's going to be reading from those.
We'll check it out.
Yeah, I think that'll be a really great event.
Yet again, another month that's just jam-packed with stuff between the Winter Center and the Ware Center. It's Millersville University's arts program, outstanding service to the community. Millersville.edu/MUArts for all the information that you need. Thank you, Laura, so much for taking a few minutes to talk about these events.
Thanks for having me.
Don't miss out on all of the great arts events happening at the Ware Center and the Winter Center. All details can be found at millersville.edu/muarts. And look for a feature interview with Laura Kendall on an upcoming episode of Around the Wood Stove. Shauna Stoltzfus is a Lancaster-based screenwriter who moved to the area last summer with her husband, singer-songwriter Jake Lewis. Shauna and Jake were both featured on this program's episode number 83 back in November 2012, talking about the decision to relocate to Lancaster because of the blossoming creative scene here. Inspired by what she found after settling in, Shauna began writing a film series called Young Lancaster that explores what it's like to be a young adult artist living in Lancaster City. During the first half of 2013, she is shooting the series along with a large cast and crew of local Lancaster artists. The stories are set here in Lancaster City, and are shot on location in real Lancaster businesses and locations. I'm really excited about the work that Shauna is doing with this series and will be keeping you all updated on progress in the months to come. Shauna recently joined me for an initial peek into young Lancaster. It's Shauna Stoltzfus on Around the Wood Stove.
Joining me at the Candy Factory in downtown Lancaster, Pennsylvania, Shauna Stoltzfus, welcome back.
Thank you.
To the program. Really excited to talk to you about this project that you're working on called Young Lancaster, a television web series kind of program. Shauna's a screenwriter, been on the program before, and relatively new to Lancaster, so we're grateful you're here, glad that you're making some things happen in our community and your community now as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I wanted to get the overview of what this project is, so that we can prepare, because I know it's not done,
right.
And I want to start to set the table so that in the months to come, as we're talking about this, folks have a reference point and they can kind of be ready.
Yeah, that sounds good to me.
So what's a synopsis?
Well, the show is a 6-episode series, and each episode is, I don't know, probably in the 20-minute range. We're sort of still figuring that out as we edit and put it together, but it's 6 episodes, and the original concept was just that we would show sort of what it's like to be a young adult artist in Lancaster, which is why we chose the name Young Lancaster. And when I moved here with my husband Jake last summer, it was, I guess, late summer last year, I was just, I don't know, I just fell so hard and fast for this town. And I, because I have the writing background and the film writing background, that's just how I think. And so I just started writing all of these things about what Lancaster is, like the legacy and the artistry and the enthusiasm. Those themes just stuck out to me so much. And I just started writing a lot about them. And I guess around the fall sometime, it occurred to me that this could make a pretty interesting film series. Or a TV show, or whatever that means, and then by winter I had the pilot written, and by the end of winter I had 6 episodes, and I decided this
Whoa.
Is the show. Here we go. So the plot, I don't know. It's very kind of a simple storyline, deep in thought, kind of show. It's not very definitive in a lot of ways, but it centers on my character Harriet and what her life is like and what her silly little young adult fears are and how she handles them within the context of Lancaster. And then there's also these history lessons that she teaches throughout it about other people throughout history who have dealt with these same like internal conundrums and how they handled it in Lancaster, because it's just hundreds of years of awesome history to draw from. And I spent so much time, like last fall, hanging out in the LancasterHistory.org building, just like listening to people tell stories and then immediately going over to the library and looking up more information on it and picking out a few of my favorites. And so there's a lot of that sort of tied into it as well. So it cuts back and forth between this girl and her friends and then these history lessons. It's kind of old and new and pertinent and broad, and it feels more balanced that way to me to have these two elements always flipping back and forth.
Is there a specific genre for this? Is it a comedy? Is it drama? Is it a mix?
It's kind of a mix. I'd say it leans more comedy just because it's light.
Mm-hmm.
It rarely gets dark, and even when it does, it's sort of handled with a humorous tone. So I would say comedy, although there's not a lot of like sitcom-y, laugh out loud kind of moments, but it's definitely, we definitely poke fun at Harriet a lot. So she sort of is the butt of a lot of like, haha, I know what that's about, or I know what she's up to there, and that's ridiculous, and that kind of thing.
So. Right. Let's talk about the cast.
Yeah. I shamelessly just wrote myself a list because I didn't want to forget anybody, but there are so many people involved, and we're only halfway through. We have 3 episodes down and 3 to go. So there's this list is basically half, and maybe even a little less than half, depending on how things go. But actors... Milan Baer, Ray McLean, Evan Stoltzfus, Lisa McCrory, Josh Kerwin, Marion Wood, Max Phillips, Connor McDonough, Lenny Dixon, Kirsten Gibble, Colin Gibble, and Ben Gibble, and quite a few others. We have Keaton Record doing some unicyclist tricks. We have Jenny Hill doing some Hooper tricks. We have a lot of people like that who got to be involved in really cool ways. So
nice.
It's kind of all over the board. Yeah.
Is everybody local?
Everybody's local. Everybody's Lancaster County. There's a few who are sort of outside of Lancaster City, but they're all Lancaster County, yeah. Yeah.
And coming here, I know you all moved here last summer.
Yeah.
Was that difficult to find a local cast?
It was way easier than I thought it was going to be. I mean, it wasn't the easiest thing in the world, but I sort of asked around with a few people and had a cast. It was way easier than I thought it was going to be. And that's part of why we chose Lancaster, because we heard it was so. We heard that there was some really cool things going on here and that a lot of these artistic scenes were starting to really explode, and we wanted to be part of that. And we knew we were moving somewhere, and Lancaster just sort of became the obvious choice when we heard all these things. And so when I came here, yeah, I mean, I was born here but not raised here, and I have a lot of friends and family here, so I was familiar enough to sort of reach out and ask a few people, but I wasn't surprised. I mean, I wasn't expecting
right
all of the lots and lots and lots of answers that I got. Lots of people wanting to be involved, and it seems like every time I bring it up, people are like, "Oh, I would like to also be part of this. How can I?" So it's been extremely cool. Can I redo my other names?
Yeah, absolutely.
Directors, Amanda Tuskin, Josh Gibble, Jake Keeler, Justin Reif. Producer, David Moulton. Consulting producer, Evan Stoltzfus. Animation consultant, Julie Holmes. Production assistant, Justin Norton. Locations, Lancaster Library, Carmen and David's Creamery, Freeman Stoltzfus Gallery, Gibble, Crable and Hess Law Firm, Clipper Magazine Stadium, Community Mennonite Church of Lancaster, Prince Street Cafe, Square One Coffee. Original score by Barnaby Holmes, which I can't say enough about, is so good. And then just sponsorship and other forms of contribution, Woodstove House, Jerry and Julie Stoltzfus, Josh Schneeberger. It feels like it never stops. Like this is just such a long list, but it would feel like an embarrassment of riches if I weren't so proud of it. Like, right. I'm so unbelievably proud that, that so many people want to be involved. It's crazy. That's awesome.
That's an insane list.
Yeah.
I mean, when you read the cast, I was like, wow, that's a lot of people, but holy smokes.
Yeah.
I'm Jason Mundock, and this is Around the Woodstove. Each week we bring you interviews with artists and those who make the arts happen in and around Lancaster, Pennsylvania. If you like the show, please let us know. Drop me a line at jason@woodstovehouse.com with any comments, questions, or suggestions. The podcast is and always will be free, so if you really like the show, consider joining other supporters of the program and drop a few bucks in the tip jar to help us do what we do. The tip jar is located in the top right corner of our website, woodstovehouse.com. My guest today is screenwriter Shauna Stoltzfus, who is in the middle of shooting a 6-episode video series called Young Lancaster that chronicles the life of a young adult artist navigating life right here in Lancaster City. 3 of the episodes were shot back in February, and I asked Shauna to talk about those experiences.
Very, very cold. We shot in February, which I knew would be rough. I've shot in February before, and it's awful, but I thought I had scheduled it in such a way that, like we tried to do half days as much as possible, just keep morale up and to work around people's schedules and all of that, which is great, but that's still a really long time to be out in the cold.
Yeah.
And we've got, like, pocket warmers and lots of layers of clothing and as much as we can do, but it's still so cold. And that was really difficult. A lot of actors really were just, freezing, but were really awesome about it. And then I don't know. Locations were remarkably easy to get. Another just testament to how cool Lancaster people are. But it was almost every place we asked for, we got. And the ones that we couldn't get, it was never because they weren't interested. It was just because of, like, scheduling or something like that. So, I mean, a lot of locations we went after, I just thought they were going to almost laugh at us. Because, I mean, we're a no-budget, rinky-dink, handmade show all the way. And it's very, like, when I ask people about using their location, I almost feel like they're going to say, like, you and your friends can't come make a video here. No. Like, they're going to think that, I mean, it's in many ways, that's exactly what we're doing. But, I wonder how many locations were going to get it, and a lot of locations got it, and we're really excited about it. And we got a lot of funny questions, like with the locations that we didn't really know. We just sort of called up and asked. We got some funny questions like, it's not associated with Amish Mafia, is it? Like, stuff like that. And we had to be like, oh, no, it's nothing like that at all. And, you know, a lot of places had some questions just like that about what our content is and what kind of scene it was, of course. But a lot of locations were really cool about it. I mean, like Clipper Magazine Stadium, I thought these people were just going to like laugh at me. And they were like, absolutely, when would you like to come? And how can we accommodate you? And a lot of places like that have been really cool. And for the next three episodes, I mean, I probably shouldn't say specific names of places till I have it confirmed, but there's so many other cool locations we're going after that so far have been like, yeah, let's talk about it. Absolutely. Like, we can at least have a conversation. And usually out of that comes a lot of other awesome favors. So that was huge, just getting all the locations really fast.
What about the opposite? You know, I mean, you talk about how easy it was to get locations. Was there anything besides that that you just sort of were like, wow, this really fell together and it enhanced or changed the direction you were going because it was so easy to do something that you didn't expect?
Well, the talent of people that are working with us was awesome. I mean, it's easy to sort of get the mindset of like, well, we're no budget and we're small town, so we're sort of doing the best we can. But these people that came out, I mean, just blew me away. Just absolutely blew me away. And I'm not new to screenwriting. I'm not new to acting, but all the other elements of the show, all these other hats I'm wearing, director and producer and like all these other things that I'm doing are new to me. So I sort of have to ask for people's forgiveness as I work with this learning curve. But I mean, they made that part of it so easy. The actors are just phenomenal, and the camera guys are great. And I mean, we're working again with very simple equipment because of our budget, but they do wonderful things with it. So that I was blown away with how much talent is here.
My guest today is screenwriter Shauna Stoltzfus. Shauna is currently in the middle of shooting a 6-episode video series called Young Lancaster about life as a young adult artist living in Lancaster City. Shauna plays the main character in the series, and the decision to write the series around a single character that she could play was a practical one.
I knew that I needed to write it in such a way that if I couldn't find any help, because I was new, I didn't know that there was this much help, and I had to write it in such a way that if I couldn't find any help, I could do it almost by myself. I really had my heart set on doing a project not next year, but now, you know, and I knew that if I wanted to do casting and raise money, I could do all that stuff. Like I knew that it could happen, but that means I'm doing this project next year and I wanted to do it now. I wanted to start now. And so I thought, well, then I'm going to write it in such a way that if I have to do it myself, I can. And this wonderful surprise was that I didn't have to do it by myself.
Right.
But the script was already set up that way and it worked and I was happy with it. So we just kind of rolled with it. But yeah, a lot of the scenes are Harriet dealing with a different part of her life, like one episode to the next. So in one, she's dealing with this one friend, and one she's dealing with a different friend, and in one she's dealing with a job. And, you know, so there is a pretty different cast from episode to episode. Yeah.
At the Wood Stove House, we look forward to staying connected with you. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter under the handle Wood Stove House. You can subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, or you can sign up to get all of the Wood Stove House blog posts and podcast episodes delivered straight to your mailbox. Visit woodstovehouse.com and check the right-hand column for your options to stay in touch. And now back to our conversation with Lancaster screenwriter Shauna Stoltzfus, creator of the video series Young Lancaster that is currently in production. I wanted to get Shauna's take on the state of the independent film industry and what recent advances in technology have meant to artists who are interested in video as a medium.
I don't know that 10 years ago I could have made this show. I mean, right. It's so much cheaper now to get a good camera. It's so much cheaper now to get everything. And it's so... the concept is so much more easily understood, I think, by just the general public. So I can pull together a film crew of all amateurs and they still sort of know how to roll with it. And I mean, I think information spreading so much and things becoming cheaper is also a really big opportunity for us.
Absolutely.
I mean, it would have to be such a perfect environment for me to pull off what I'm pulling off. And it feels like the right time in the right city to do that for a lot of reasons. I mean, in New York, it would have been a much bigger ordeal for me to pull something like this off because everybody, I mean, for one thing, a lot of people would expect to get paid and I would have to pay for a lot of street permits and location permits and everybody, you know, there's things like that. So that's why Lancaster is more preferable for a series like this. But then also in terms of the industry, I mean, yeah, I think it's moving in our favor more than a lot of people realize because everything's much more accessible to us. And yeah. we have much more power of how we release it as well.
So Young Lancaster is halfway through shooting, six episode series. Mm-hmm. When can we expect it and through what mediums or media?
Yeah, well, we're still figuring it out, to be honest. We are hoping that it's done like early summer, and then we would release it sometime during the middle or late of summer. I don't like to hold on to things, so it's sort of like when it's done, I'm going to get it out there and move on to the next thing. But we're still sort of figuring that out.
How can we get a hold of you? How can people let you know what they
Well, Facebook is good. Facebook.com/Shauna Stoltzfus. Gmail is good. ShaunaStoltzfus@gmail.com.
We'll link up with that stuff in the show post. Is there a website or a Facebook page or anything for the show itself?
There's not. There will be. There might actually be already, but it's not really running yet. So in the next few months, we'll get to that. When I have a little more headspace, I'll have all that stuff up. But yeah, in the meantime, please find me on Facebook or email me or whatever. I'm very open to that. And if you have some sort of enthusiasm for some part of the show, whatever aspect, I would love to hear about it. Absolutely.
Thank you so much for stopping by and talking about this. We're going to be keeping everybody up to date through Woodstove House and through the show as things unfold. And so it's a great place to keep up with us. And we'll have you back on as well as things wind down and as release dates and those things get firmed up.
Thank you. This is awesome.
Stay tuned to Around the Wood Stove for updates on this project, along with information about how and when you can see Young Lancaster. Check the show post for today's episode for contact info for Shauna Stoltzfus if you have any interest in being involved with the project. The show post can be found on our website, woodstovehouse.com. And while you're there, you can check out past episodes of this program or leave a few bucks in the tip jar to help us do what we do. If you like what you hear, please drop a comment on the show post, give us a good rating on iTunes, and be sure to tell your friends about the show. Around the Wood Stove is produced at the Wood Stove House in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. You can find us online at woodstovehouse.com.